This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's so good to be in Lafayette. I actually love this town. Used to visit it quite a bit. And we're at 318 Gilbo Road with Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life, opening a new location here. This is very much about economic development, and we thought it was appropriate to visit with one of the folks here that serves on the city council, Mr. Elroy Broussard, District 1 member of the city council. Mr. Broussard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So we were talking offline. You served a number of years on the school board.
Yes.
Recently elected to the city council. Did you grow up in this area?
Yes, I grew up on the north side of town, which is the area I now represent. Lifelong residents of Lafayette. And raised my kids here.
No changes since you were a kid.
No changes. I just moved from one side of the street to the other. Parents kicked me out, so I had to move and make my own way.
I resemble that story.
Yeah. It's all my head to leave.
So, obviously, a lot of excitement about Primary Care Plus coming to the city. I've been on a number of these openings and locations and have really enjoyed getting to meet folks like yourself. Your thoughts about this?
Well, I want to say welcome to the new facilities, Primary Care Plus, that we always looking for ways to make our community healthy. And I was representing the north side of town. I wish they would have came a little closer to my area. But nevertheless, I want to say welcome and thank y'all for coming here. The facilities are beautiful. I don't know how we're going to get the word out as far as taking advantage of what they have to offer. Speaking to one of the young ladies that gave me the tour, what would be nice if we can educate the public on everything they have to offer. She was filling me with so many things that they do. And I just wish that we can find a better way of communicating about what's available to them. That's important.
That's part of the reason why we're here today. But you were obviously impressed with what they talked about and the method of that they deploy in delivering medicine.
Yes. It's the modern day. I mean, change bring about progress. Progress bring about change. And hopefully this is a positive move. And they just come in here and maybe getting the word out. I know this radio station is covered a lot of area. When I was out, and traveling and listening to radio station back, it was really informative.
Yeah.
And interesting back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was very interesting. But back years ago when you were ill, you either go to the doctor's office or the hospital. But now with so many healthcare facilities open up, it gives us an edge and no excuse for not
taking care of yourself.
The old medication that we used to take, I think it was more of a mindset. You would wish yourself in health, but that's no longer the case. Castrol was everything back then.
And what was the other one? Habicol?
Yeah. It was a thing. I mean, they were scary into health. But this facility is beautiful. And the young lady was giving me the tour. Say y'all offer personal a personal touch to the patients that y'all going to be servicing. And that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's good. Because the patient doesn't understand the medical terms, so we speak in common language so they can understand.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Elroy Broussard, City Councilman, District 1 here in Lafayette. I guess you're having your 10th month anniversary here since you were sworn in as a city councilman.
Yes.
Served a number of years on the school board. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges in Lafayette, in the city of Lafayette?
Communication, housing. The area that I represent is considered the old part of town, the oldest part, the original Lafayette. And the infrastructure there is not up to par. So we're trying to get that up to. And we're growing. We're growing in leaps and bounds. And we're expanding all over the place. But you know, housing is always on the forefront. Not enough housing. And they say not enough affordable housing. I don't know what affordable housing is. I don't know what it's a good monthly notes, whether it be buying or renting. I've been around a long time. I'm a seasoned person, and you know, so I don't know what's an affordable housing. I don't know what that number look like.
Well, we tend to use these terms of art and don't really have a full comprehension of what it is.
No, right? No. We don't know what was affordable then. What's affordable now wasn't affordable then. And I sympathize with people looking for a place to stay because things are so, you know, when years ago my first car was 25 cents a gallon, the gas was 25 cents a gallon, and I couldn't fill up then, and now I still can't fill up, so nothing has changed. Nothing has really changed, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
The denominations of the money has stayed the same.
That's right.
But how far it goes.
That's it, man. So you know, we've got some challenges, but we're growing, and we're trying to catch up with time. We're trying to catch up with modern-day living in... this primary care facilities is going to perhaps help us stay healthy enough to enjoy life after the struggle of the everyday life.
It is definitely a step in the right direction.
It is.
Right?
It is a step in the right direction.
Well, I know they expect you out on the stage out there for the ribbon cutting, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Elroy Broussard, City Councilman, District 1 here in the city of Lafayette. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And we really appreciate you serving.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, folks. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And stay with us. So we are in Lafayette with Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life, opening up a new clinic here in Lafayette at 318 Gilbo Road here in Lafayette. Beautiful facility, and they are engaged in their ribbon cutting activities as we speak. And it was really good to talk to Elroy Broussard. We talked offline a little bit about some of the challenges here in the city of Lafayette, very similar to the challenges that we're experiencing in the greater New Orleans area, not too terribly different at all. Lafayette has been going through a number of iterations, growing, retreating, growing some more, retreating, and then growing even more, redefining themselves. As I was driving around, I saw a lot of really serious infrastructure improvements that have been made since the last time that I was here, and it was good to see. And you know, and I think it's a city obviously on the move here, and that's good to hear as well. And it was one of the reasons I think that Primary Care Plus wanted to locate here. They saw that there was a need for what they provide, and you've heard us articulate that. And as you talk to a lot of folks that are here, they're very excited about the fact that Primary Care Plus is coming to their community. And I've already heard this morning that there are some folks that I hope they open more locations in Lafayette. So that is a good problem to have. So I was talking earlier about Mayor LaToya Cantrell's position that she took on the promotions list relative to the ranks of captain and major. Got a couple of texts, people saying that the reason that she delayed was there's an allegation that there was cheating, that somebody had the answers. So I checked with my sources, and no one's heard that allegation at all. No one has articulated that. If that is in fact the case, they ought to just tell us, right, instead of just saying nothing, because that would be a legitimate reason to hold it up if that was in fact the case. But if they obviously they haven't said anything, and if that that was the situation, it would be foolish not to say anything. But I suspect that that's not it, that somebody texting something in that don't really know what it's about. But for the time being, I'll stick to what I was saying about leadership. I mean, you know, you cannot let your personal feelings stand in the way of people's futures that work for you. You're just a part-timer, quite frankly, as an elected official. You're just managing this for a short period of time. You're a caretaker of the organization. And forward-leaning leaders always want to leave the organization better than they inherited it. That should be the goal of everyone that inherits an organization by being elected to a position where you have all of this authority. And you should remind yourself of that each and every day. You know, I always used to go back to the five L's of leadership, and one, the most important, was legacy. How do you want to be remembered? What is the legacy that you're going to leave as it relates to being the leader of that organization? And I always thought that that was very, very important, right? That legacy. And treating people fairly, doing the right thing day in and day out, articulating what your position may be. There may be disagreement. Used to love the challenge. Used to love to have smarter people around me. Was never intimidated by that, because I took every day to learn something, which is another one of the five L's of leadership, right? Showed up to work each and every day. Because human capital matters. That's another L called labor, legacy, learn, labor, love. Got to love what you do. If you don't love what you do, you're not in 100%. You're only a 70% player. you got to leave, right? You got to leave. And it's just doesn't make any sense to stay around. I used to tell folks all the time, I can't manage 70% players. You either believe in the mission, and if you don't, you're doing yourself a disservice staying here. And oftentimes we look at these leaders and we recognize, I don't know that they really believe in what they're doing, right? It doesn't seem to me that they're all in. So it's going to be interesting, you know, when you look at this, why if we end up finding out why we did this, why are we doing this? How is this playing out? Why was this important for her, the mayor that is, to make this decision at this point in time? Because you're just so violating so many things about traditional management and just leadership in office. You lead by example. If you want people to engage and act that way, this is what you do. But if you don't, this is not what you do. And then we're faced with the downstream implications of what's going on in federal court. That's always a challenge. That's something outside of our control, right? In many respects. So it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately plays out. I hope that she makes the decision to finally do the right thing here in a short period of time, because if you want something to really rock the world of this organization, these are the kind of things that you do, and you will succeed in rocking the world of the organization, for sure. You will change the attitude of individuals that were believers into non-believers really, really quick. And certainly hope that that's not what she's trying to do. But it's hard to argue, you know, what's happening here. You know, and the fifth L, so we've had legacy, learn, labor, love. The fifth L is probably, and you heard me talk about it earlier, laugh. You got to laugh at yourself. You can't take yourself too seriously. You're not the center of the universe. You have to understand you're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And those that take themselves too seriously, what they typically do is surround themselves with people that are not as smart as they are. They're not comfortable in their own skin. They don't understand that there's an opportunity to learn each and every day from others. And they waste those days, they waste those moments, and they make decisions like this. Because I'm certain that people around her would have advised the mayor, Madam Mayor, this is not the wisest decision to make right now. You are going to erode the confidence of the rank and file of the organization in the NOPD. And in fact, we know from history with litigation and this and that and everything that has gone on historically relative to the promotions list, how this has been handled in the past and the whole nine yards, that's exactly what it did. It rocked the organization. And in quite frankly, in many respects, the organization has never fully recovered. And then you have an instance like this, and it goes right back to the vestiges of the games that were being played as it related to promotions within that organization. What a shame. I mean, it was such a refreshing conversation that I had with Chief Kirkpatrick the other day. In fact, the constituency of the city of New Orleans are 100% behind her. There is rare an occasion that I get a negative comment, a negative text about Chief Kirkpatrick, ever. People want to believe in her, and they do. And you know what? It's permeated the organization because it's credible leadership. And the organization is better for it. Now, there was a lot of back and forth, this and that. The mayor ultimately made the decision, and I've given her credit for it. But all of the gains that have been had as a result of that decision can go by the wayside immediately by engaging in something as silly as this. And if you're worried about that legacy, how you're going to be remembered, it's going to be these moments. It's not going to be the moments of the success that she had with some of the fine-tuning of Fair Share. It's not going to be the successes that she's had in other respects. It's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be these moments that impacted the lives of those that are on the list and those that will be on the list between now and the time that she departs from the office. What a damn shame. It's a damn shame. One step forward, two steps back, and here we go. We have to fall on the premise that maybe, just maybe, if we're fortunate, we will succeed in spite of ourselves. But that's not a good, sound strategy. It's happened quite a bit for us. But if that's the best we have, we are in trouble. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from 318 Gilbo Road in Lafayette for the grand opening of the Primary Care Plus Your Doctors for Life facility here in the city of Lafayette. We'll be right back. So there was a large law enforcement presence on West Esplanade. We've been getting a lot of texts about what that was all about. It seems as though that there was a barricaded subject there at the intersection of Turnbull Drive and West Esplanade Avenue. Officers, as they arrived on the scene, shots were fired at the officers is the last bit of information that I have on that. And so there's a SWAT roll underway at Turnbull and West Esplanade. You're probably wise to avoid that area at all costs. Traffic is backed up. There was a lot of traffic, according to some of the texts that we received. So that's not some place where you want to be, for sure. So, you know, we were talking about effective leadership and talking about this most recent happenstance with the mayor. I came across an article yesterday that was really interesting to me about a number of things, and it just had to do with EV chargers after an allocation of $5 billion by the Biden administration. And after all these years, they have 17 stations with 69 ports in those 17 stations across the country. They were all excited because that's double the number that they had last quarter. But in the end, they have delivered 17 stations across this country where this whole transformative investment, as the Biden administration said, in electric vehicle charging in the U.S. will put them on the path to a convenient and equitable network of, hold on to your seat, 500,000 chargers and make EVs accessible to all Americans for both local and long-distance trips. It was the largest ever U.S. investment in EV charging and will be a transformative down payment on the transition to a zero emission future. At this rate, it will definitely not happen in my lifetime. No way, no how, as it relates to that issue. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this ultimately goes from here. But this is what you would call failed leadership. And I'm not saying that that's on Joe Biden. That's obviously the folks that they put in charge of this program that have not been able to execute on all the dollars that have been provided for this initiative or otherwise. All right, we're going to continue our coverage. We'll have some other guests. I think the ribbon cutting ceremony is breaking up as of right now, and we'll get some more folks on. So we're going to take a break here, and we will be right back. 504-260-1870. We're broadcasting live from Lafayette, the Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life. Their location at 318 Gilbo Road. Come on by. A lot more festivities coming your way. They have a lot of food here, so get on by, drink as well. So come on by, say hello, and learn more about what they have to offer your community in Lafayette. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life, new location right here at 318 Gilbo Road in the city of Lafayette. And we are joined by Sandra Whittington, Regional Clinic Manager. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm told by many that you run all of this.
I do. I've got some skills.
I love it. I was telling Dr. B earlier, I said, I don't know what the prescription is, but I've been, as you well know, to about four or five of these clinics now, and everybody's happy. And I said, I don't know what that happy pill is called, but I want one of them.
We trust each other.
Yep.
We know our purpose. We understand our purpose is all about the patients, and that just brings forth, you know, a positive work environment.
So y'all are up to 12 locations now, if my memory serves me correct, and obviously you've developed quite a network, and I know that y'all are continuing to look at other opportunities where there's need in their respective communities, and tell us a little bit about that.
So we're always looking for opportunities to grow and to reach people that maybe don't have as much access to health care.
Mm-hmm.
So we started more localized in like Baton Rouge and then the New Orleans area. And so now we're going out a little bit farther to get to those people that need health care, need access to health care.
How many years have you been with?
December will be my 12th year.
12th year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been around a while.
Yeah, almost from the very beginning then.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh. I was at the first clinic.
Oh, or were you?
Yeah.
Awesome. So what have you seen change?
We went from a very small, focused type of primary care clinic. We had other specialties involved. And over the years, we've honed our focus on primary care because there's a great need for that. And, you know, they're the gatekeepers of our patients' health care. And so as the years have passed by, we've made that our focus. We do have a couple specialists on our provider panel, but it is primary care with a focus on the older population. So 65 and older, 55 and older are a focus because, you know, we're sort of like automobiles. Right. As we age, parts wear out.
More maintenance.
More maintenance. So we tend to neglect ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're trying to turn that around.
At 66, I recognize that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we don't want to go to the doctor as much because we're afraid of what we hear. So we try to make it a welcoming place and all about comfort and them wanting to come to us.
So I know a lot of your patients probably have conventional health insurance, but probably a good portion have Medicare as well, right?
Medicare, Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, and Medicare, obviously, as a federal program, is one that's always changing. The rules are always changing. And it just seems to me that the guidance that you guys provide is really critical. And look, I sat on a hospital board for 22, 24 years. I can't even remember any longer. It's hard to navigate. I mean, and I know the nomenclature.
It is. So you imagine these people that their life is not health care. So they're not in touch. So it's our job to make sure that our leadership and our leaders understand the future of healthcare, all of the changes that occur, and that we communicate it to our team so that we can communicate it to our patients.
What do you see as the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is getting our patients, from my perspective, getting our patients to understand it's okay to go to the doctor when you're not sick, because waiting until you are sick makes it more difficult to manage that condition or to prevent the condition.
Right. Because there could be early indicators that have not revealed themselves to them.
Absolutely.
But would to a doctor.
Right. So, you know, we're going to do the annual wellness visit, which, you know, it's one of our challenges to say, we know you're not sick, but let's make sure there's nothing underlying that we need to tend to later. So we're going to do the lab work. We're going to do the physical evaluation, talk to the patient, find out about their lifestyles, try to guide them in the right direction to stay healthy so that they don't get the chronic conditions. So once they trust us, that is purely positive motive,
right,
then they like to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing that I find, that I've found at all of your clinics as well, is that they're really appropriately staffed. And yep. This is a tough field to yes. achieve that, right?
Yes, it is. We make.
And I'm sure that keeps you up at night, just every now and again.
I sleep pretty good now. At one time it did. So we make sure that we have long enough visits for our patients. Someone may have already said this
yes.
today, but 30 minutes to an hour. It's either 30 minutes or an hour. We have support staff for our providers to make sure that we can get the patients cared for and patients don't feel rushed.
And I got to imagine, you know, from a physician perspective, knowing that you've got all of that backup support, that's huge.
It's tremendous.
Because that, you know, the contact is very, very important, not to diminish that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the follow through and the execution on everything that flows from the visit, right?
Oh, absolutely. So when our patients come, if we send them out for lab work, it's our responsibility to remind them, you know, we need you to do this for us, for yourself. Following up on referrals to make sure we get those referral reports and remind the patient why they're having a referral visit and getting the report so when the patient returns for the follow-up visit with the provider, with the doctor, the nurse practitioner, then we have all the results for them so that we're prepared. And you can't do that without staff.
Right. Now, you guys always go to the extra step as well to make sure that you're hiring folks from within the community where these clinics mm-hmm. are located. Because I've noticed that at every one that I have visited, more often than not, they're saying they live here their entire life.
Well, you know, we're a big, small town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we believe in promoting from within, giving our team opportunities. We trust them to refer their friends to us to work with our teams, and it's had positive outcomes.
That may be why the happy faces, right?
That's the reason. Oh, look around the room. Everyone, we truly love what we do.
And you know, it's interesting though too, because I'm certain I'm a visitor, right? I'm here.
Yes.
But I'm certain the patient picks up on it immediately.
They do. Think about when you go into, and I sort of figured this out on my own years ago, when you go into a department store and the salespeople are bickering, you want to just put down your purchase and walk out. It's
yeah.
not a comfortable place. The same thing in healthcare.
Yeah.
If they see us unhappy, it rubs off on them.
Yeah. It does. I mean, people notice it right away.
Yep.
You know, they're looking for that warm and endearing event and circumstance. And there's so much uncertainty and angst and anxiety, even if they are healthy, when they walk into a healthcare facility.
Exactly. And our team, they pride themselves on knowing our patients so that when Ms. Smith walks in the door, they go, "Oh, hey, Ms. Smith, it's so good to see you." You just feel like you're in a family situation. So why would you want to leave that?
You know, it's funny because the first couple of clinics that I did the opening for, I was telling Dr. B one day, I said, you know, a lot of the younger folks wouldn't remember this, but used to watch Marcus Welby, MD. And,
yep.
and I always, it always felt like a touch of that, you know?
Yeah, it's that old.
And I know that may sound corny and hokey to some, but I mean, it's very important.
Not at all. I mean, think about what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So if we're constantly reminding ourselves and sort of testing the waters with patient satisfaction surveys to hear what they think. I mean, we review them carefully, and we go back to the team, and we try to figure out any bumps in the road
mm-hmm.
and make sure it doesn't happen again. And we're delighted with our outcomes, but that doesn't come without work.
Well, I can see that management here is removing, making high hurdles into low hurdles, and low hurdles into speed bumps, and speed bumps into a flat road.
Right? Correct.
Because that's typically the primary mission of management day in and day out, right?
And it's how management treats the staff. We're all together in this together, and I think the staff feels that way.
And I know that it's always a challenge, too, as y'all are getting bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, you said you worked at the first clinic, and now y'all have 12 of these.
Yes.
Is it harder to keep your focus on these things, or is that just something so embedded in y'all's culture
it
that
becomes
it just
very
comes
rote
natural?
Yeah. I mean, we know what we're doing. We know what, once you know what your purpose is, what you want your outcome to be, and once everyone understands how we're going to treat our patients, it's just making sure that we communicate that, because the next clinic is the next opportunity, and we, you know, gives us an opportunity to train our message to them. And it's not really a message, it's our core value.
Right.
So, yeah. It's so far so good.
Well, I was talking to someone, I guess it was one of the other visits that I was on, and you know, they were kind of always curious what the follow-through would be a year or 2 years later, and I understand that it's been incredible.
Yeah, because we approach things from, and I hate to keep saying the word team, but from a team perspective. We're constantly reevaluating. We're getting together to discuss things, to problem solve. So no one is left to wonder what's going on our team, because we're constantly asking them, communicating, re-educating, and making sure that the patient doesn't have to experience all the work we do on the backside, that when they walk in the clinic, that our patients are excited to greet them, that our staff is happy to greet them, that we're doing all the things for them, making it look easy. But it's a lot of work.
I have to imagine that the byproduct of that is a very healthy patient recommendation of other patients that
yes.
come into the facility, right?
Yeah. Isn't that how we all stay in business?
Yes.
Word of mouth is the best. So when our patients walk
and
out, patients the next thing you know.
And patients tend to be very loyal.
Exactly.
They feel,
and they're bringing their family.
Right, right.
So that makes us smile. Oh, my cousin, you know, recommended this place to me. My husband goes here. My children go here.
Right. And I guess that's probably the best indicator that you can have of
yes.
you're hitting your targets, you know, and the things that you want to deliver day in and day out.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Final thoughts?
Thank you for being here with us as we celebrate this special day with these special people over here. It's been a great day, and we appreciate you all the time.
And we've been fortunate. We've had great weather at almost all
Yeah. It is beautiful. Nobody knows how to dress, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We've got people in sweaters and short sleeves, you know?
Gotta love it. Well, thank you so much, Sandra Winnington. She is the manager of these clinics and regional manager of the clinics. And we thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
On the opening of your 12th. So you've seen them all.
Yes. We don't talk about how long that's been.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel the pain. All righty, folks. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you.
We are going to be right back. We're going to continue to visit with some folks here from Primary Care Plus, and also we will have Rachel Godet, who is the Chief Administrative Office from the Lafayette Mayor President's Office. They have a consolidated government here, so we look forward to visiting with Rachel as well as to what this means to their community. So we'll continue this conversation as we move into the final hour. We are broadcasting from Lafayette, right here at 318 Gilbo Road. Come on by, say hello, plenty to eat, plenty to drink. Love to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.